Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now in our 18th year of doing this little radio show, and it's hard to believe, but, you know, we've been in celebratory mood for the last couple weeks when it was up at BTS in New Jersey. We had a big blowout. Last week, it was kind of like the in-house anniversary party with the hometown crew. So this week, I'm going to try to get back on track and get to real diving news and information. And actually, someone we didn't have on the show last week, which is kind of shocking, but actually, I was saving him because I knew he was so much in the know when it comes to actually being out there and doing diving. We would save him for today's show. And of course, I'm talking about Pete from Scuba Board. You may know him as Ned Doc. He is on Scuba Radio right now. Pete, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great, Greg, and I'm glad to be able to correct you right off the bat.
What do you mean?
This is not your 18th year. You have done 18 years. This is now your 19th year.
We're into our 19th year. Okay, I guess it depends on how you look at it. I'm trying to make myself sound younger.
No, it's not how you look at it. It's your 19th year.
Okay, we're into our 19th year. Okay, fair enough. We'll go with that. But it's way too long for most people anyway. But I tell you what, as long as it's fun, I'm going to keep doing it. And I'll tell you what, every week, week in and week out, it just shocks me how much fun we have here on this the show. It's just more
I'm
fun
sure
than
they're trying to pass a law
deserves.
About the fun that you're having.
Yes, well, there's some laws that may have been broken. I know that much.
Or
but
anyway,
moving on.
We don't get that.
Yes, exactly. Now, we didn't have you on the 18 year or 19, whatever anniversary. Maybe we're just using you to launch into this 19th year. That's what it is. Because you're diving. You're down in the Keys all the time. But actually, this weekend finds you doing some of the favorite type of diving that is on your list. I know this because you rave about it every time you go and you say, Greg, you need to come with me and do some of this. And we're talking about what kind of diving, Pete?
Cave diving.
Cave diving. He likes diving in these deep, dark crevices in the earth. And this weekend, you find yourselves in the Jenny Springs area. Is that the deal?
I am. My favorite quote about cave diving is, welcome to the dark side. We have cookies.
Okay. And I'm not sure exactly what that means. It sounds
cave
a little...
Cave cookies.
We have
cave arrows and we have cave cookies. Cave arrows are directional.
Right.
Cave cookies just say, hey, so-and-so is back on this trail. Don't go do anything to mess them up.
Okay. So these are like Hansel and Gretel bits of cookies that you leave in and out of the cave so you don't lose your way? Or what?
They're like breadcrumbs, but
right.
Instead of just like Hansel and Gretel, where they toss them to the ground where the denizens of the deep can get them, we tie them in to a line so they don't go anywhere.
Uh-huh. Okay,
this brings me to what we've been talking on Scuba Board recently about cave etiquette and cave training and how it's so important. If these sound like foreign words to you, then you need to actually go and get yourself some training.
Yes. Well, I'm sure this will apply to myself because some of this stuff, I don't understand the lingo. Now, I figured out what cave cookies are, but I'm going to guess one of the number one rules of cave diving etiquette is you don't eat other people's cookies that they've left behind. Am I correct?
Amen, brother. You don't touch their cookies.
don't touch
their lines. You don't touch their deco bottles. You don't touch anything that's not yours in a cave.
Okay. So it's just bad form, not let alone etiquette. I guess.
Some would refer it as not just bad form, but attempted murder.
Mm, okay. So they're very territorial when it comes to their gear and whatever equipment that they have laid down for their cave dives, because this is life and death type of stuff. I mean, the cave diving is definitely a step above typical open water certification when it comes to learning how to dive. You'd agree, right?
I would definitely agree. In fact, I think that if you look at the list of the most dangerous activities on the earth, that quite often cave diving is like number two or number three, and it doesn't have to be that way if you get the proper training before you attempt to go into a cave.
That's right. You never dive beyond your limits. We've said that so many times on this show over the years. And
never dive beyond your limits.
Right. And the problem with cave diving is it's very tempting, and it looks like it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And that is what makes it so dangerous, in my mind. Am I right?
There's a video out there called The Very Deceptive Way to Die, and it's put out by Lamar Hires. Mm-hmm. And actually, I'll be diving with him and his son tomorrow at Jenny Springs. And in it, it shows you that all this clear, beautiful water can become a mess in a heartbeat if you don't know how to navigate it right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it is.
If you can't see your way out, you're dead.
Yeah, right. And you know what? I actually had a personal experience that illustrated that, because my own dumb, judgment at the time. I was learning how. Actually, I was in my dive master class, of all things. I had went straight from advanced open water into dive master class on a fast track to become a dive instructor. And I really didn't have a lot of experience at the time. It was just, that's how my, you know, progression into diving started. It went from one class to another. And, you know, I had like the minimum 60 dives or 40 dives, I believe, maybe even at the time. And in between one of our class sessions, one of the other people in the class asked me to join him at a spring in Central Florida and said, hey, let's just go do a fun dive. You and I, we're, you know, almost through our dive master class. Let's go blow off some steam, so to speak. So we go into this spring, and sure enough, there's it's crystal clear. It's spring water. The conditions are perfect, and, you know, you pray for these type of dive conditions. But you get down to the mouth of the cave, and there's this big sign with a gate, but a sign on it has a Grim Reaper on it and says, do not pass this point if you're not cave certified. It is not advised, and you will die. I mean, pretty ominous sign. You know, me and him are, you know, feeling pretty confident, especially him. He was way overconfident. I was kind of like, oh, we shouldn't do this. And he's like, oh, come on. You can see the boil of the spring right there past the sign, maybe, I don't know, 20 feet down. But it's still, there's light shining down. It's not really a cave as much as it is a cavern. But they had set this line or this point as a place that you didn't want to pass. But, of course, he said, come on, let's go. And I'm like, well, I'm looking at it. Oh, okay, what the heck? So I made this bad judgment to follow him down. Sure enough, Pete, we get down there, and as soon as we get towards the boil, and the boil's where the spring is actually pumping out, you know, God knows how many gallons of water per minute. You can see the ripples in the water, but it's still clear. We get down there. He gets flipped around. I get flipped around. Next thing you know, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. We're about at 100 and, you know, 10 feet, you know, way deeper than I was comfortable with being at that time in my diving career. And it did. My life flashed. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. And the only thing I could think is like, okay, settle down to the ground. So I got the air out of my BC, settled down, and felt the ground. And I looked around as clear as I possibly could, even though it was so dark, I could just barely see a little bit of light. And I figured that had to be the opening. So I start crawling out towards that light. And sure enough, it started to light up. But I was panicked. I looked down at my gauge. I could barely see my gauge. And I'm like 3 minutes from deco. I'm like, oh, my God, I've never had a deco dive. You know, and I'm kind of freaking out and panicking a little bit and trying to get my wits about me. As soon as I went past 100 feet, I calmed down and realized that I had been narked. And I really wasn't that close to being in deco, but I had gotten narked. I had gotten flipped around and disoriented, but and then it all cleared up, and I got out of there. I'm like, my gosh, I was so angry. Not at my dive buddy for leading the dive, but for myself for following him. You hear what I'm saying? I have no one to blame.
I hear what you're saying. Remember, my net doc second rule of scuba diving is you can call a dive at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no repercussions. And that means telling people you don't want to do what we call a trust me dive.
Yes.
If you're relying on your buddy to get you out of the jam, you have no business being there in the beginning. Get your butt out of there.
That's right. If you feel you're going in above your limits or diving past your skill level, don't do it. You know, learn from my mistake. I learned, and maybe a little too much, and we'll talk more about that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with, and he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man, and he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man, doing the best he can.
Scuba Diver Man.
Scuba Diver Man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Scuba Diver Man, that's a new song I found on iTunes, of all places, by the Ice Cream Vendors.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
Ever heard that tune there, Pete?
I have not.
You're going to have to add that to your playlist. I think it's pretty creative, pretty annoying, and that's kind of what I go for, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. But we're talking about cave diving. Pete finds himself in cave diving country this week. And, of course, he's Net Doc from scubaboard.com. And they've been talking about this. So, you know, I just shared that little anecdote. I don't know if I've ever got in. I've told that little story or alluded to it before in the past. But I don't know if I've ever told it in that much detail here on Scuba Radio. Because I'm not real proud of that moment in my dive training. Or in my experience.
Learn from it. And that's what's the important thing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, that's what experiences are mistakes.
Exactly.
And, So, and if you make a big enough mistake, you'll never learn from it because you're dead.
Right. Well, you know, I may have learned more than I bargained for, because it actually, that experience kind of turned me off when I look back at it, probably overall to cave diving. Now, I did cave diving some. I've done some cavern stuff over the years, but I really haven't done a lot. And part of it was because of that experience I had. I didn't like, obviously, following that dive guide in there with me, my fellow class student from my dive master class. But, you know, I didn't really blame cave diving in particular, but it just made me open my eyes to the danger, because what happened when we went down there, it was so inviting. The water was so clear down there by the boil past the sign that said, don't cross this line if you're not cave certified because you will die. It was so inviting. It looked so innocent. And it really wasn't. And sure enough, you get down there, and it flipped us all around. You know, the thing, when I look back at it, too, I mean, obviously, I was very fortunate. And when I came out of it and realized that I was narked at the time, and that kind of caused me to panic a little bit more than probably I needed to, it gave me two things. First of all, I got to feel what I feel like when I get narked. And secondly, I saw what can really happen. You get churned around like that, and not only is the visibility goes crazy, but you know, it could have easily blown us up out of the boil, and we could have hit our head on the top of the cave or the spring head there and knocked ourselves out. I mean, there's a lot of things that could have went wrong. You know what I'm saying?
And there are things that you don't even realize. You're kind of guessing what could have gone wrong.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff that could have gone wrong. I mean, we rely on our sight for a lot of things, like finding our regulator.
Mm-hmm.
What if your mask got knocked off and you couldn't see the light? There are lots of things. And really, that's what cave training is all about. Cave training starts you in the cavern zone, and then you progressively get further and further in, making what we call decisions. Cave decisions are presented to you one at a time until you learn how to do them, and learn how to do them in the black.
Right.
You know? I mean, one of my favorite cave t-shirts says, you know, I'm a cave diver. I'm used to groping around in the dark. And really, you know, despite the double entendre there, you're taught how to find the line without any lights on. And, you know, a cave diver is all about redundancy. We bring three lights. We bring reels upon reels upon us. You think that diving in the open water has a lot of gear. Well, when you start cave diving, you add to that gear, you know, several times over. And part of the class is learning about what gear is essential to go into a cave dive.
Yes. Yeah, well, once again, you plan your dive, you dive your plan, and you dive within your limits. So if you get the proper training, cave diving can be very safe as long as you maintain that level. Now, obviously, I went past that line. I went beyond my training, and that's when I got into trouble. And thank God I'm here still able to talk about it. And, you know, I don't want to play it up either. I don't think we were in really big, big, serious jeopardy at the time. But I was really angry at myself once again that I had followed this guy into a situation that I shouldn't have put myself in. I don't blame him. I blame myself for making bad judgment.
Blame both yourselves.
What's that?
Blame both yourselves. Blame him and you.
No, I don't blame him. I mean, my feeling is on anything like that, you got to take responsibility for your own actions. You can't blame your dive buddy. You can't blame a dive boat. You know what your limitations are and what your level of training is, and you need to stay within those limits. You go out of those limits because you're encouraged by somebody else or peer pressure, or you feel like you're going to be a wuss. You know what? That's something we are taught in dive training 101. You are responsible for yourself, and I strongly
agree with you. But it's obvious he didn't know his limits either, because if he had gone through cave training, one of the first things you learn is don't take a non-cave trained buddy into a cave. And if he didn't know that, then obviously he wasn't cave trained, and he had no business being in there.
Right.
Sometimes people think they belong where they don't belong, and I think it's important for us to recognize and to help people understand their own limits when they surpass them.
Yes. Well, true. But once again, I still think it's my, you know, it's on me, not on him. I don't blame him. You want to go off and do stuff like that? You know, you make that judgment and you end up hurting yourself or worse, it's on you, nobody else. But, you know, you shouldn't be blaming your buddy for, you know, putting you into a situation beyond your diving limits. You need to make that call, not them. So, you know, I don't know. We could get on that soapbox for days.
It's your decision. You got to live or die by your decision.
Correct. Exactly. And don't blame anyone else for it. So there you go. I mean, maybe that's more of a litigious issue that I have with when you see accidents take place. But
now,
who knows?
Do you know about the ballroom in Jenny?
I have heard about it many times. And I've never been in it myself personally, but yeah, I'm familiar with this big opening at
the ballroom. Is sanitized for open water divers. It's like getting a taste of caving, of what it's like to be in a cave without going into a cave that you can't get out of. Does that make sense? Did I say that right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a cavern, isn't it? Because you still have some ambient light from the surface, don't you?
It's actually better than a cavern because most caverns lead into caves. This has everything fenced off so you can't go any further, and it's open to open water divers. And I invite everyone who's in our earshot to come out to us. We're going to be here today and tomorrow, Sunday. Scuba Board is having their annual Fool's Mega Dive, you know, we usually do it on the 1st. This week, it's the week after the 1st, here at Jenny Springs.
Awesome.
And so you're going to find lots of people who can actually go dive with you into the ballroom where you can dive legally and within your limits without getting into trouble.
I like it. All right, we got more with Pete from Scuba Board next right here. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm talking to Pete from Scuba Board, who's up in Jenny Springs this weekend. They're doing a big, cave diving, cavern diving event there at Jenny Springs. Go to scubaboard.com, get all the information. You can join Pete and the gang. But you're going to do some tech diving, too. Is that right, Pete?
That's true. We're headed to do a wreck trek along the Florida Keys that we're calling the Spree for All, since it's going to be on the MV Spree.
Aha. Okay, so you're going to get on a boat and cruise up and down the coast there and do a bunch of wreck diving. What, with like side mount type of diving and tri-mix type of stuff? Or what type of diving are we talking about?
We're talking about all sorts of diving, open to anyone with an advanced open water card, all the way to tech divers. You know, we're on a liveaboard. So we can park the liveaboard anywhere we want to and make it so that the tech divers can do their techie thing. And the not-so-tech divers, the guys who are, like, looking at tech, who want to see what tech is all about, they can come and check it out and see it and possibly even get a minor tech dive in or two with some instructors.
Got it. So are you at Jenny Springs kind of preparing for that little adventure you got on the books or what?
No, we'll be preparing for that down in the Keys where it's happening. I mean, it's you've been to the Keys. It's just a wonderful place to go and soak in the warm water and have fun down there. That'll be actually in July. So that's a couple months away. Check Scuba Board. We have all the banners up about it. All the information you want to do to get onto that boat and get with other divers like yourself who are all concerned about safety. All the information is there.
However, this weekend, you are in Jenny Springs or at Jenny Springs, and people want to come out there and join you. All they got to do is show up, and you guys can all dive together. Is that the deal?
Exactly. And if they're here tonight, of course, it's kind of getting close. We're doing our famous galaxy dive in the ballroom tonight. but they'll be diving, you know, tomorrow by people. We have lots of the university dive clubs have come up. UCF is here. South Florida is here. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. The Galaxy Dive's like an underwater rave in the ballroom at Jenny Springs. Oh, my God.
Good description.
So much fun. Yes. Glow sticks, the whole thing. You got to try it out. All right. We got more coming up after a Dan Tip next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 84. Insert funny diving-related joke here. See, we're dry. We got nothing.
But this is some kind of practical joke. It's not funny. And I know funny. I'm a clownfish.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Dives Alert Network. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, buddy.
Think we gave away today's topic?
I don't think your listeners will need multiple choice on this one.
So let's go true-false. We're discussing dive buddies and getting to know them, right?
True.
You're so smart. So tell us, how well do you have to know somebody before you dive with them as a buddy?
Well, knowing someone and knowing your dive buddy don't necessarily have anything to do with one another. You can dive with a perfect stranger, but still know them well as a dive buddy.
That can't be true.
Sure it can. You don't have to know a person well out of the water to be really compatible underwater. Just like I've known people who are the best of friends on the surface, but didn't do well when diving together. It all comes down to communication.
How do you mean?
Well, the first thing to know about your dive buddy is whether or not your goals on a given dive are compatible. If you like to swim fast and cover a lot of ground, while your buddy likes to stay in one place and take pictures, chances are you're not going to get along down there.
So be sure to agree upon the goal of the dive.
Absolutely. Make sure you discuss not only your goals, but what your skill levels are as well. They don't necessarily have to be the same, but it's something both buddies should know. If you've got a lot of experience but your buddy doesn't, you need to know that. If there's something that makes you uncomfortable with something underwater, or if there's a skill or concern that gives you trouble, let your buddy know. As long as you're both willing to recognize and accept any limits your differences may present, there's really no reason it can't be a good match.
What about the dive plan?
No matter how well you think you know your buddy, review every aspect of the plan out loud. Even if it seems like a given, talk about it to make sure you're both on the same page.
I know one that often gets overlooked is reviewing hand signals.
You mean the games of underwater charades we've all seen? It never ceases to amaze me how often it's overlooked, since that's how we communicate with each other underwater. I'll listen to dive buddies review every other part of a dive plan, only to watch them have absolutely no idea what they're trying to say to each other once they're at depth. Even something as simple as trying to share information on air supply becomes this complex dance of signals and signs and that boggles the mind, and apparently, even the buddy team.
Been there, been confused by that. What else can you do to get to know your buddy?
Watch him. If you've got a buddy who claims to have a lot of experience but puts his gear together backwards, you may want to double check how much experience he has. On the flip side, don't claim things about yourself that aren't true. Again, it's not always about matching skill levels as much as it is about being honest and open.
What else?
Before you enter the water, do a pre-dive safety check. You should be doing them anyway, but always, always with a first-time buddy. You should both be familiar with the other's gear so that in the event of an emergency, you're not trying to figure out things on the fly.
How nosy can you really get with a new buddy, though, really?
Short answer, as nosy as you need to be to feel comfortable. Remember, your buddy is expecting you to look out for him the same way he's looking out for you, so both of you should be comfortable with each other before you get in the water. If you want to know if there's anything about which you should be aware, like a medical condition or injury, ask. Most divers understand why the question is being asked, and most are willing to share all important information with their buddy.
I generally find that conversations between divers are surprisingly open and easy to have.
Sure, because we're sharing a common interest and goal. If you're teamed up with buddies, you're sharing the dive as well.
What's the most important thing about buddies besides communication?
I'd say understanding. If you're comfortable that your buddy will respect the plan and any limits you may have, and vice versa, you should get along well.
Do you find it easier to dive with someone you know or someone you don't?
You know, it really depends on the person. Diving with someone you know well on the surface is a great way to deepen the relationship. And when you've been in the water with someone a lot, you do get to know each other's habits, preferences, strengths, weaknesses, and the knowledge that creates a special bond between you. On the other hand, diving with someone new is a great way to make a new friend and learn something new. The only thing that's really important to me is that I know my buddy, if only as a dive buddy, before I hit the water.
And all it takes is a little communication.
So true.
You don't have to know a buddy long to know a buddy well. All it takes is a little time and some open communication. Be honest with your buddy and expect the same from them. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we had our anniversary shows pretty much the last couple weeks. And we obviously had all the cast of characters, with the exception of Pete from Scuba Board, who we just got taken care of. And also, Phil Narcosis is one of the newest members of the Scuba Radio family, and he is joining us via the web right now. Phil, how are you, buddy?
I am so pumped because here in West Palm Beach, the weather has broken. We had kind of a tough winter. Well, not like compared to the rest of those poor people out there in the country. You know, we have it pretty good in Florida here, right?
This is true. Yeah.
But we, seriously, the winter, we were locked out of diving a lot because of tough, you know, tall seas and so on. And the last couple weeks, it's been flat as a table. And I've been out a lot, Greg. And man, we are having a ball. You know, the weather, the water temp is now starting to edge over 75. It was in the low 70s.
Nice.
It's just put all the fun back in it because you can really chill out on the boat when it's flat as a table. The sun is out. There's really almost no clouds in the sky. And then I was out with Billy C from Scuba Nation this past Thursday.
Yeah.
And we actually put it on YouTube. If you can hear it, we're playing it right now.
That's I hear it in the background, exactly. The familiar sound of regulators or Darth Vader, one or the other.
Yeah. And you can go on YouTube, and here, let me turn that sucker off. You can go on YouTube. They get the idea, right?
Yes, exactly.
YouTube under Phil Narcosis. It's my latest post, and there's also a link to my new song about scuba diving called Inner Space, which right. I'm so excited to report that Reverb Nation reported that it's trending in their top 40 right now.
Sweet.
So somebody out there is liking it, and so I'm real excited about that. Of course, it's all about what we love. It's singing about scuba diving here in Inner Space. It's like no other place. I'm not going to do an Acapulco for you right now because I'm not really warmed up yet. It's too early in the day for that.
Okay, well, but that would be Acapulco, really?
Acapulco. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I mean acapella, right?
Yeah, one of those. Sure. But
so, yeah, we were out last Thursday, and it was flat. It was a stiff current, about 60 feet visibility, and we were north of the Palm Beach Inlet. And what I love about the Narcosis dive charters with Captain Van, you know him, right?
I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah, he doesn't care if it's a diver that's just got certified. He takes you to where he wants to go. He doesn't, what I like about it, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, but he doesn't dumb the boat down to the most inexperienced diver. He kind of goes where he wants to go as long as everybody's, he doesn't really do anything past 100 feet, but he goes to things that, a lot of the boats, they go to the same places over and over again.
Right.
So we went to some new places, and it was a beautiful, we were on the reef edge, maybe an 8-foot relief on the reef edge, and there's, good healthy coral and reef color, and the whole first dive was, we were in a school of thousands upon thousands of grunt fish.
I saw those. I mean, yes,
you couldn't count them if you tried.
Yeah,
and they're not real shy about bubbles either. You can kind of swim through them.
Mm-hmm.
They get the message when you're like on them. They kind of start to swim away, but they're not shy like some of those other tropical fish. So you can kind of.
I'm guessing you have the same experience as I, or at least enjoy swimming through these clouds of fish. That is just kind of a cool diver experience, isn't it?
It's like no other place, like the song says. And what I love about now I have with my GoPro, I have this extended selfie stick.
Right.
And that really you extend that thing way out, and then you can really get a good panorama of you and your dive buddy drifting along the reef here in South Florida. So, you know, I'll tell you what, though, it's bad for business because, you know, I have an office, I go to work every day, but all you can think about when, you know, and I live on the water, and I can see the conditions when I wake up in the morning, and it's always in the back of your head, you know, like, geez, I could be diving, you know, but
yeah, you are extra tempted down there in Palm Beach. Now, we're based in Orlando, so I have about an hour to the coast at least. It's right there next to you, so you're looking out at the weather thinking, oh my God, I know it's flat calm out there. I could ditch the rest of the day and go do an afternoon dive or something like that. That's the temptation you have to deal with day in and day out there.
And these boats, they're boats that run 7 days a week.
Yeah.
They do a morning dive. They do an afternoon dive. They're all trying to compete with each other, so it's a beautiful thing. But beyond Palm Beach, I'm really looking forward to your trip in Turks and Caicos in October. I'm already booked on that, and I'm really excited they had a spot for me there. That's going to be awesome. But before that, my dive buddy and I are going to be on the Red Sea, diving the Red Sea in Egypt in July. So I'm really looking forward to reporting on that.
All right, hold on. We got Phil Narcosis. We're going to talk about his travels and more coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's NANUK.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
There are two certainties in scuba divers' lives, depth and taxes. Tax season is a perfect time to kick off your spring training and prepare for those summer trips. Whether you want to realize your dive dreams, refresh your scuba skills, or register for your next specialty course, Paddy is your passport to adventure. Start or continue your dive journey by visiting paddy.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund. This year, look to Paddy to help turn your tax refund from Uncle Sam into a refund for Mother Nature. Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Right, that is not Phil Narcosis' latest song, by the way, just for the record. It's a good one. I like it.
That's a really hot song. I mean, I just got a song idea for that one. We got to make a scuba song with that vibe
there. Yeah, maybe. But he does like to get down. I know he does, especially down there in Palm Beach. And he told us about his latest drift dive with Billy C. from Scuba Nation, which, by the way, I believe their new season launches this weekend. So check your cable listings, and maybe you can find the Scuba Nation TV folks there popping up on your on your TV and see where they're going. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff outside of Palm Beach that you're doing as well. You're going to join us in the Turks and Caicos for our October 3rd Explore Adventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, which, by the way, last couple of weeks, we were asking a lot of the regulars that came on the show what are their favorite Scuba Radio memories. Phil, and I got to tell you, the Turks and Caicos liveaboard trips that we've done in the past came up several times. So
I'm excited yeah. to put that in the memory book and build up my logbook in the meantime.
Absolutely. You got to check it off the list. It's going to be fun. October 3rd, and there's still a few spots left besides the spot that Phil took. So make sure you give him a call, 1-800-322-3577.
There's something new I'm going to be doing in a couple weeks with my dive buddy. We took the plunge. We signed up for a decompression class, advanced decompression diving, with the legend, the living legend, John Chatterton.
Yes, you know, matter of fact, there's a slight chance we'll get a hold of John today. I have a feeling we're going to have to bump it back a week or two. But I was going to talk to him at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. We had actually set this up in advance. But John is such a rock star at the Beneath the Sea dive show in New Jersey. He had people lined up for like, I don't know, half a mile around the show floor of Beneath the Sea, signing their latest book that that his friend Robert Kirsten wrote, that comes out in June. I've talked about it in the past, but he was so, you know, overwhelmed with people that wanted to have him sign books and chat to him and everything. I went up to him and I said, look, dude, you're so busy. Let me just call you on the phone here in a couple weeks when you have more time. I don't want to take you away from, you know, shaking babies, kissing hands and that kind of thing here in New Jersey.
You know.
He's quite a character. I got to tell you,
he is.
You're in for a treat.
When it comes to celebrities, you have to decide when you meet these people if you're going to be a friend or a fan. I learned that a long time ago with some other situations that I've been in.
Uh-huh.
I've said this before on the show. I am such a fan of those books that they actually got me really hooked on diving when I started. I read The Last Dive,
yeah,
and Shadow Divers and Setting the Hook and all those other ones, and so with Chatterton, we've spoken several times, and I told him right off the bat, I said, I'm a fan. I'm never going to be your friend. I'm a fan. So I'm going at it from that perspective. And,
well, anybody who meets John Chatterton will become a fan if you don't know about him in advance of meeting him. Because, you know, what I did do at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey is I had the opportunity. I had a few minutes to spare because we got a little ahead of schedule, thank goodness, for once. And I decided to kick back, and they were having their presentation on the release of the new book, which is called Pirate Hunters, by the way. And
I
went into the presentation about the book, you know, with a room full of people. I went in about 5 minutes after it started, snuck in the back row, and kind of just listened in. And I'll tell you what, man, John, if you've seen him on Deep Sea Detectives back in the day when he had his TV show, you can see he has a presence about him.
Sure.
But when he speaks in front of a crowd, it's like watching a professor speak, but a very captivating professor.
Does he connect with people?
You know, it's like a professor / evangelist. Okay, he's like watching watching some kind of sermon and stuff, because he's very captivating.
You know,
such a great speaker, way better than me.
That's the magic there.
Yeah,
you know, I do some public speaking, and the goal that I have, and I haven't really got there yet, is to connect with people. If you can connect with people, and you can't, there's no class for that. There's no textbook to learn that. There's no science to that. It's a ethereal thing. That's a magic. Another thing that you have to do. But I'm real excited. He sent us. By the way, his fee, he only takes 6 people for the deco class.
Right.
And his fee reflects the fact that he's a star. So let's not, he is definitely, getting his what he's worth. As he should.
Yeah.
God bless him. That's what it's all about, you know, especially in the United States. Where this side of heaven that can you go and have your talents be recognized like this country? And that's what's beautiful about this country. People can do what they want to do and be recognized for it.
There you go.
He sent us a requirements letter, a gear letter, and I'll send it to you. Man, this is it's a daunting. This is not your usual, you know, fluffy class where, you know, like equipment expert or,
oh, he's hardcore.
Or photography.
He's going to teach you correctly.
Core.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I don't intend on making decompression diving part of my regular profile.
Right.
But like all of us who dive a lot, we come really close to deco.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue is with that is, well, what if I did go into deco? You know, what would I do? I don't really know. I don't even know what my computer looks like in deco. Do you? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I've seen it on others. Let me put it that way, where I had to get them under control. But yeah,
I want to. You know what I'm saying? I want to know
exactly
what's going on.
You dive within your limits, and you get the proper training. If you want to do some deep diving and go into deco diving, you need to get the proper training. John would be the perfect person to do it. There's no doubt, because he specializes in all kinds of crazy tech diving like that. And I will also say he is quite a twisted individual. When I asked him what is his favorite thing about Scuba Radio, he said Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa. He goes, "You are a sick individual." And I knew right then and there that we had bonded in ways that turned into a long-term friendship, as it has. All right, well Phil, thanks for the update. Look forward to hearing more. We got hour two of Scuba Radio coming up. Stick around. Just getting started on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Thanks, Greg. Talk to you next time.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.